We got a family tree built on our suspect in it, pointed to the individual we eventually arrested, Stephen Downs. And then, you know, we did basic detective work, you know, determined he was a student at UAF at the time. He actually lived in the same dorm building, a floor above the murder scene. Anyway, long story short, we eventually in February in 19 went to Maine where he's living, got a DNA sample directly from him, compared it to the sample, suspect sample collected from the body, and it was a direct match. And then we arrested him.
What is that like? I mean, what's that conversation like?
Well, yeah, obviously, speaking in general terms, it was quite a surprise to, you know, after 30 years or so, for us to show it at somebody's door and say, hey, tell me about this. Or do you know anything about this? But yeah, I'm sure it was quite a shock for us to be there.
On the other end of this discussion, you've got the family members of the victim. What are those conversations like? Are you the one actually telling the family that you have a big break after many years? Or I guess as an investigator, I mean, that's got to be different than those cases that you've probably handled in the past that were more immediate, that you were, you know, over the course of days or weeks, maybe identifying a suspect and then telling the family, we've charged somebody. In some of these cases, we're talking decades. I mean, that must feel differently to be in that conversation, I would imagine.
Yes. I mean, it's great to finally give people, you know, closure, let them know what happened to their loved one or who's responsible. Unfortunately, in a couple instances, a lot of their family members, particularly like their parents or grandparents that were deceased, so much time has gone by. So that's unfortunate that they didn't get to hear what actually happened. But, you know, it's unfortunately this technology wasn't around at the time. So, but we're certainly putting it to good use, and it certainly is applicable to not just old cases, but current ones as well.
I mean, just talking about the technology in general, when this came back and ultimately it did lead to a suspect, and I guess that first time, did it surprise you? I mean, were you kind of amazed at this technology or what?
Well, I mean, it was certainly gratifying to get a new lead, but I mean, that's how forensic technology has, how it happens, you know, like when back in the 90s, when DNA first came along, we were all like, wow, this is really great stuff. And, you know, it had its limitations and, but it still was very helpful. And over the years, forensic DNA has changed dramatically, and it's been a game changer considerably in closing out cases, you know, developing suspects, and also identifying unidentified remains, as well as even exonerating people from crimes they didn't commit. So it's been quite a game changer, and it's been very exciting to be working as a homicide investigator in this time, just because there's been so much change in just my career over the last 25 years or so. It's been pretty fantastic, the changes, and it just keeps accelerating. Who knows what the future holds.